strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
All right, final segment here with Ezra Levant from RebelNews.com. We're just talking about the future. And I mean, look, I have hope, too. I think you have hope for Canada. I have hope for America. It's getting over that hurdle of corruption and propaganda and everything else that comes with it. But you were mentioning you got this event coming up. You guys do these events all the time over there at Rebel News. And you were saying that one of your speakers here is a former powerlifter who got banned, a female powerlifter. Why did she get banned?
Yeah, I mean, there's some interesting characters there. For folks in Calgary, we're having an event on Saturday. You can go to rebelnewslive.com. We got two interesting characters at that event. One is Tamara Leach, the head of the trucker convoy, who was jailed for 49 days and has just been through another year and a half trial. She's going to be one of our keynote speakers. So, just an amazing woman. And then you see the lady on the bottom right. That's April Hutchinson. She's a powerlifter, a female powerlifter. But because she dared to criticize the trans guys in powerlifting, she was banned for speaking out. And that's the thing. A woman like that trains for years, her heart set on joining the national team, maybe going to the Olympics. But you say one word about the trans guys and your whole life's ambitions are like that. That's, imagine the terror. You've gotten up early, you've gone to the gym, you've trained for years, you're hoping to make the team. But if you dare say a word about the trans guy who's competing against you, you'll have your dreams vaporized. That's how they keep female athletes in line. It's a kind of gaslighting. You have to pretend you like it or we'll destroy your career. I mean, imagine.
Well, it's like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. So Either the man comes in and beats you or you better shut up about it and you get kicked out.
That's why the team, anytime a team refuses to play against another team with a trans on it, absolute kudos for them.
Yeah. And which sucks for them, but I mean, got to take a stand.
Yeah.
I'm curious if there's any Canadian athletes, because slowly but surely we've had American athletes that are more, let's say, open to speaking their mind or even, you know, promoting Donald Trump, which we probably didn't see at all in 2016. If we did, it was like, I think the one instance was like Tom Brady kind of hid a MAGA hat in his locker and it was like, you know. But other than that, it was like now people come out, they take photos, they promote Trump, they say he's great, they say they like him. Is there anybody like that in Canada? I mean, I guess maybe the biggest athlete is Connor McDavid. He likes to skate around in a rainbow flag. Is there anyone else?
You know, the only people I've seen in athletics speaking out for Trump are MMA fighters.
Yeah.
Because they're really deeply
involved. What about like against Trudeau?
You know what? They don't dare do it because it's so corporate and so woke and so politically correct. These guys would be marginalized. There was an incident the other day. Someone came close to expressing an opinion and they were just destroyed. Hockey players in Canada, that's our main sport. They're pretty guys. I would be
The NHL is like 90% conservative. I worked NHL for 4 years.
But they don't dare say a word because it is so tightly controlled. It would be like if Bud Light owned the franchise. People would be scared to say anything. Like they're so politically correct. They just shut up and play, which I suppose is a good thing. Like we don't necessarily, maybe people would prefer that athletes do athlete stuff, but I think it's out of terror that they don't say a word because they would destroy their careers. Not because the fans would want their careers.
No, they'd have the top selling jersey.
Yeah. It's just that the league,
there was that one Canadian player who refused to do the gay Pride event, and he had the top-selling jersey, like, the next day.
You know what? I remember that now that you mention it. And he said, well, my religious beliefs, I don't know.
He was a Russian. He was a Russian.
That's a very rare counterexample because all the other examples go the other way where there's total conformity. That's Canada for you. Cancel culture is strong up there.
It's so crazy, though. NHL is probably the most conservative, maybe MLB. But, I mean, I would go into the broadcast booth with these Canadian broadcasters. They're the biggest Canadian Patriot. They're just beer drinking, hockey watching, hockey loving Canadian Patriots, man. But it's like, hey, you say the wrong thing on air.
Yeah.
You got to be careful. The corporations come for you. All right, Ezra Levant, rebelnews.com. Where are other places people can follow your work?
Well, that's the best place. I mean, I am on Twitter, obviously. Ezra Levant is my name. And we have a company Twitter account, which I think is pretty fun. It's called Rebel News Online. But we're pretty easy to find. We mainly cover Canada, but we also have a great guy in Australia, Avi Yamini. We cover American stuff sometimes, and we love going...
Rebel News, InfoWars, Brothers in Arms.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, great hour with Ezra LeMann. That's about as Alex Jones of Canada as you're going to get right there. And so we really like what Rebel News does. And we are kind of brothers in arms, if you will. Let's just hit a brief reset on the show. We do have some geopolitical news. I covered a lot of the news in the first hour. I covered some of the news with Ezra as well. I got an example exactly of what he was just talking about with the MMA fighters or the UFC fighters. And it is funny how they seem to be the most open or free to express their political opinions. And I think it kind of goes both ways. There is an aspect of, it's kind of the same reason why you don't want to hear a political message at a concert. You don't want to see a political message at a ball game. It's, you know, I want to listen to the music. I want to watch a ball game. But, you know, the left is just taking it all over with the messaging. You're kind of just like, now when you see it that's against the leftist propaganda, you celebrate it. So it probably wouldn't normally be like that, but it's a tit-for-tat phenomenon. I mean, I got a UFC clip. You got this golfer. Anthony Kim goes all in on Trump support. They attack him. He doubles down. Then he starts insulting Kamala Harris, calling her a liar. So, yeah, I mean, I like that. Normally you'd say, hey, let's just separate sports from politics. Let's just separate going to a concert and getting a political thing. But now it's like the left just dominates it, promotes the trans crap, promotes abortion, promotes Kamala Harris. So it's just, okay, tit for tat. We can both play that. I mean, I guess without waiting any longer, I can just play this. UFC fighter. I mean, it's just, I don't see. You're not going to get anything like this probably except in the UFC. After he wins the fight, he says, F the globalists. Go ahead, clip 20.
Fuck Macron. Fuck all globalists. Fuck all these motherfucking globalists. Mm-hmm. They're trying to push a political and corrupt agenda. Mm-hmm. If you want about politics and economy, I advise you, read why democracy, the God that failed us. Hans Hermann Hoppe. And I hope you understand that democracy is a fallacy. Democracy is not the real government. So, please, read Hans Hoppe and understand why the world is going crazy like that today. Thank you so much, French.
There you go. Tell me how you really feel about globalists. Tell me how you really feel. You don't really get that anywhere else. And I guess it's one thing because these fighters kind of just represent themselves. They're not on a team. It's a lot less corporate than these other team sports. And yet you can come out and do whatever leftist propaganda you want, and you'll be celebrated as a hero. They'll literally do multiple documentaries about you. You'll get $100 million sponsorship deals like Colin Kaepernick. And then the media will lie and cover for you and say, oh, he was released for kneeling. No, he left his contract. He had a contract. He walked out on it. So that's what you get. But I'll tell you what, in the spirit, so the Boise State team, and they're getting support from their governor, and I think even the mayor of Boise came out in support of him as well, saying, well, yeah, they shouldn't be forced to compete against a man. This is women's sports. They shouldn't be forced to compete against a man. So, okay. Wow, Republicans are so bold. Isn't that? Oh, the Republicans are so bold now, they're willing to say that men shouldn't compete against women, what will they say next? My goodness. Oh, it's so nice to have a bold Republican. It's about as bold as you're going to get. From the undefeated San Jose women's volleyball team, because there's a man on the roster. But this is how insane it is. So now there's an MMA competitor. I don't know if I want to put any context to this. I almost just want to play it and see if you pick up on what's going on. Maybe I should just do that. It'd probably be better that way. So this is a new documentary is coming out about an MMA fighter. She's entering the female MMA. Tell me what you notice about this trailer for the new film in clip 5.
You take one, Mark.
Mixed martial arts, it's a way to sort of re-inhabit and reclaim my body. It lets me feel like I have some measure of control that I might not otherwise feel that I have.
You look for a fighter that you can really create a story about. And certainly Alana deserves an opportunity.
MMA is probably one of the sports where people are most going to be pissed off about a trans woman participating because the violent aspect of the sport in the first place.
When people first hear transgender fighter,
they're making her look like Rocky.
Military,
I even did it, making him look like Rocky.
We don't want that. We don't need that. We don't think that should even exist.
Putting herself out there in this very international public way to be a target of transphobic hate.
Transphobic, because you don't want a man beating the pulse out of a woman.
Thousands of death threats. I've never had a
sound like, I can't wait to get in that ring and beat the out of those women.
There were people that were offended. How could you even ask me this question?
Alana says she's a woman, but the truth is she was born a man. She grew up a man. All the lungs of a man, the spoils of a man. I think it's a man taking advantage of a system. I think that's sick and perverse.
You want me in there?
And they all attack Jake Shields for saying that fact.
I do know that it bothers her.
Him.
But I've also seen her rise above it.
You just want to live.
I mean, this is a hulking man.
That's all that any person wants. Take trans.
See if you guys can give me the tail of the tape. I mean, that's at least that's at least like it looks like a 6 foot dude, like maybe 240.
As pros, they'll switch to become women and they'll dominate women's sports.
People have a lot of feelings about trans athletes. It's not actually backed up.
Look at that right hook.
The facts of what is actually happening.
I want everyone that comes after me to not have to deal with the same fear mongering I've had to deal with. I want people to come after me.
Oh.
Her power, her strength, one and the same.
McLaughlin has to survive here.
Oh, she's kind of a—he's kind of a smaller guy.
Alana needs to keep her hands up.
Just looks
and her
big
head
next
up
to women.
If not, it's going to be a very dangerous situation for her.
The only way that trans people are going to have more freedom and more
trans
inclusion
people
is if we
can't
step up
woman
and make that space, clear it out for
trans
ourselves.
People.
Because
what
it's
a
definitely
joke
not going to be given to us.
What a joke! Oh, we want a fighter we can make a story out of. We want a fighter that's going to generate ratings. Yeah, I mean, I guess let's do it. Let's just say, hey, get a line of women, and let's just see how many people in a row Brock Lesnar can beat. Just put a wig on Brock Lesnar and just say, Brock Lesnar is a woman now. Brie Lesnar. And then just get as many women that want to volunteer to get into a ring with Brie Lesnar, and let's just see. Let's see how many women it takes until Brie Lesnar loses. Yeah, I mean, that'll generate a story. That'll generate ratings. Sure. So, yeah, I guess that's cool. Let's put a man in a pink wig and fake breasts, and let's say, hey, anybody want to see if any woman can beat this dude? That's your storyline. But it's transphobic if you don't like that. It's transphobic if you don't like that. Hey, whatever. If a woman wants to get into a ring with a man, whatever. Go ahead. Good luck. That's what that is. That's what that is. Are you guys excited? What is it? What do they call him? Lena, I'm a man. Yep. Lena, I'm a man. getting into the ring now with little Sally. First round knockout. Can I place bets on this stuff? Oh, you know, the trans boxer wins the Olympic gold and the trans track athlete wins the race. Oh, I wonder. Wow. The women's volleyball team with the man is undefeated. Shocking stuff. Oh, he already won the debut, guys? When was the debut? How did I miss this? As a male supremacist, happened. This isn't even an Elena McLaughlin. Elena, I'm a man, McLaughlin. Undefeated female. Oh my gosh. Is that. Wait. Wow. Okay. This guy literally was a hulking linebacker sized dude with huge pecs and abs. Was in special forces. This has to be like a troll. Yeah, I'm just going to go beat women up in a ring. It's like you almost can't even believe this stuff. Is it all marketing? I mean, people do anything for money. Made that pretty clear. So, okay. 1-0 in a first round submission, I'm guessing. Very nice. Very good. How bad do you guys think this is going to get? Seriously, how bad does this get? Are we kind of seeing the beginning of the end now with the pushback? Or are we going to see a point where it's all men in women's sports? I don't know. It's like, what comes first, guys? Is it the entire team is all men? Or is it all the guard is put let down and so now a guy with a beard can go compete against women? I don't know. What do you think comes first, guys? A full bearded man competing against women or just a full team of men competing against women? Will we finally say it's over and then we'll say, okay, now we have the women's league. So, all right, the whole league is men now. The entire league is men now, so we're going to have a women's division. This is ridiculous. There's a whole team of men. Okay. All right. We're somehow having a laugh on a Monday, so we might as well. Bill Maher had a little commentary on Gen Z with his show recently. I figured it was worth a replay here for you. So go ahead and give me clip 21.
Constitution Day was last week. It's an actual federal holiday.
We celebrated
it
here on
this show. No one noticed,
despite
the fact that it's probably the greatest legal
document. Hold on, pause
me.
We noticed. Don't say nobody noticed, Bill. We noticed right here. We celebrated it. Okay, so not anybody. All right, go ahead. Just want to get that on the record. Go ahead.
Federal holiday, but no one noticed, despite the fact that it's probably the greatest legal document ever. Is it flawed? Of course. It was written by humans, and they were all white men, as depicted in this illustration from Google AI.
It's all black.
But how about looking at the actual ideas in it? I won't hold my breath for that because only 14% of eighth graders are proficient in history now and only 22% in civics, which may be why 4 in 10 Gen Zers say the authors of the Constitution are best described as villains. Wow. It's amazing since in 1776, James Monroe was 18. Alexander Hamilton was 21 and James Madison 25. Joe Biden was only 30. America's founders, they were the Gen Z of their day. And when they were your age, they started a country. What the fuck have you done?
On TikTok. They gyrated on a TikTok video.
So, no, the Constitution isn't perfect because it wasn't written by Taylor Swift, but... And yes, the founders made excruciating compromises, obviously slavery. But slavery was a deal-breaker for the southern states. So there would have been two countries. And then to end slavery in North America, it would have involved invading a sovereign nation instead of having the moral high ground of keeping a union together. Would that have been better? History's complicated, and Gen Z reasoning is not. They think they're pure, but they're really just simplistic. They know two things. White people did some very bad things, and no, that's it. That's all they did. That's the thing.
And then there's a couple globalists sitting on the stage having to smirk and jeer at those pretty timely jokes there. One Harari even there. But, you know, it is unfortunate that we don't understand or celebrate what the Constitution and the Bill of Rights really represents. And instead you have political scum like John Kerry and Hillary Clinton and Tim Walz suggesting that it needs to be over with. I mean, there's stories almost every month now. They just pulled one up from 2 weeks ago. I never even covered it. It says, is it, what was the headline, guys? Is it time to burn the Constitution? You fools. You absolute fools. You just don't get it, do you? You just don't get it. From the New Yorker. By the way, the men that founded this country, those are classical liberals. They actually believe in small government and freedom of thought. You're not a liberal. You're a brainwashed fascist. You just haven't figured it out yet. Headline of the New Yorker, is it time? They claim to be liberals. Is it time to torch the Constitution? What in the hell is wrong with you? Some scholars say that it's to blame for our political dysfunction and that we need to start over. Have you lost your freaking minds? Have you lost your freaking minds? And John Kerry comes out and says, well, you know, the Constitution makes it hard to govern. Yeah, that's the point. Get it? That's the point. That's the essence. That's the goal. That's the intention. The Constitution tells you what you can't do, and that's why they hate it so much. So they just want to get rid of it. They don't even hide it anymore, folks. They don't even hide it anymore. And then these people pretend to be patriots. They pretend to be flag-waving patriots. They say Trump is a threat to the Constitution. They burn flags, and they say it's time to burn the Constitution. They want to have their cake and eat it too. And the media and their voters let them get away with it. And they let them get away with it. And my crew pointed this out before the show. I didn't give them the clip because it's just, you know, whatever. Libtard's going to libtard. And it's a white liberal woman celebrating that white people that I guess were slave states and then voted for Trump died and got hit with this hurricane. Literally, she uploaded the video herself saying how great it was that white people are dying and Trump's states got hit with a hurricane. I didn't send her the video, but I didn't even think about making the compare and contrast until my crew did before the show. This video where Trump is speaking over the weekend and there's an elderly woman behind the stage and she's probably getting tired or whatever and she wants to go or maybe she needs to use the restroom or something. And she's kind of struggling to get to her feet and can't really get down the stairs. And so there's a gentleman there and he offers to assist her. So he takes her by the arm and makes sure that she can get safely down the stairs and, you know, just one human helping the other, making sure this woman is all right and she can get down the stairs and get whatever she needs to go. So that's the essence of a Trump supporter. A good person. A person that cares about other people. A person that will stand up for you. A person that will help you if you need help. Just a good person. Versus the Trump hater that celebrates death. Versus the Trump hater that says, I'm glad a hurricane hit red states. Screw them. I hope they die. That's it. That's everything if you can boil it down to two videos. Now, again, I didn't bring the video in. It's not even worth it. It's not even worth giving her the time. But that's it. That's your difference. That is the essence. And it's not just from the supporters. That's from the people at the top, too. Trump actually cares. Trump actually shows up. Biden and Harris couldn't care less. And the proof is in the action or lack thereof. So, what is going to happen next, ladies and gentlemen? By the way, now you have mainstream left-wing pollsters and election predictors thinking Trump is going to win. They now have Trump winning Virginia and North Carolina. We had that first. So they know. They know what's about to go on. And they know their only chance is to have illegal people voting. So that's where we're at. All right, I got some other news. We got one segment coming up. One last segment before we sign off. I got some other news we're going to get to, the geopolitical news, a couple other video clips. Now, remember, again, Alex made some announcements, you might say, about the latest news on InfoWars. So I'm not even going to address that. If you want to find out, go listen to the Alex Jones Show. Every time they write new headlines about the looming shutdown or liquidation or the lawsuits or any of that, I just direct you to Alex Jones. As long as this studio is turned on and the war room is on, I'm going to be here. Having said that, I will say that, look, if you like the InfoWars supplements, maybe start to load up on them. Things like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, you just can't find anywhere else. It is in stock. It is 40% off. I'm a big fan of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I know I'll be loading up on it. So just consider that. Bodies, another great one, 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So just your daily reminder to take your vitamins and take your supplements from InfoWarsStore.com. The raffle to win the monster truck is still live. It's not too late for you to get entered in that raffle at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And they just put up some new shirts today. So we got shirts that first funded InfoWars 20 years ago, and now you've got new shirts that just went live today. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com, and with every purchase there, you get entered into the raffle to win the monster truck featured there on the homepage at thealexjonesstore.com. And there's some other things there for you too, like the VIP club and more. So TheAlexJonesStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. And when we come back, we'll look at some of the geopolitical news, some of these other video clips on this Monday transmission.
I'm down to my last few chips. It's like a video game. You're winning the last level, fighting the last boss, but you're on one life, quarter power, one more hit, you're blown up. I use the Rathacon analogy. I'm not a big Star Trek fan, but I like that movie. Some of the 60s shows I liked growing up as a kid. But the point is, it's all put correct. That movie, where the ship, you know, the big weapon's about to go off, they're going to get killed. They're trying to race away from the detonation of the Genesis Project. And Kirk says, Scotty, I need warp 1 in 5 minutes or we're all dead. And that's not really the case. I mean, there's a lot of stuff lined up. It takes a lot of time to deal with a lot of big groups want to come in and launch stuff. I've got to go through that. I've got to make sure they're not going to control what I say. We've got backups. We've got to, but it takes time to set that up. The person I trust the most is me. And Alex Jones sitting on no money, basically, and not having money to, I have to personally go in and pay for, so they don't take my name, which is preposterous, but they're trying, or the social media, if they shut down InfoWars, I have to be able to hold them off like I've been doing. They got Giuliani in a year. I've been fighting them 7 years. So, grace of God, you know, we're in the fight. But I've got to fight that and pay for the bankruptcy defense in the next few months, and it's conservatively $300,000. And you got to sell a lot of t-shirts when you're only getting a few bucks per t-shirt yourself to pay for that. So they're great t-shirts. You need them. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And a lot of folks are responding, and I don't want to belabor here, but I belabored yesterday and we got big support. And it's nothing more frustrating than have to just cover this to survive. But that's what I'm doing. But they are great t-shirts. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Separately, the sponsor, my dad's company, based right here in Central Texas, DrJonesNaturals.com. Great nano silver products, great next level financial energy, Kava Chill, Top Rain, Rocket Rest Sleep Aid. You go there and like 70% of the stuff sold out because my dad's up against the wall. They've been attacking and going after him for 2 years. He spent basically everything he had on that. He put everything else he had in to get some staple products reordered and four new products that start coming in next week that are going to be great. So you go there and you're like, well, there's almost nothing here. Now we're up against the wall. So go get what's there. The stuff that's left's all great. Silver Bullet, Foundational Energy, Kava Chill. A lot of other stuff. There's still like more than a dozen items left. There was like 50 there before. And just get it, and then you'll see the stuff come back. It's like farmers. They got to have money to hold back to buy seed or save seed. DrJonesNaturals.com had to put everything in to get the next seeds to continue the cycle of funding our operation and my dad's operation funding us. So that's why you're like, well, there's almost nothing left here. It's all got, we didn't have the money to buy more stuff. He didn't have money to buy more stuff. So we are up against the wall here. So I won't have to do this every show if more than 1% go, you know what? I think I'm going to stand up for the country and myself in the future and support people that are obviously the top enemy of the globalists. It's a no-brainer. And I'm going to get great products in the process. It's just... But I get it. Most people, this is just a show. This is not a show, people. This is the defense of the future of our species that's having a big effect on the enemy. So I want to thank those that understood this and have bought the products and loved them. They've got like 4.7 star reviews. And I want to encourage those that haven't to go to drjonesnaturals.com. And then InfoWars Store. Anything you order, even if we get shut down, it's all there. Won't be shut down for months. You know, if that's the case, because even if they sell it and bad guys get it, it'll take a few weeks, they say, to shut it down. So we're about 2 months out from shutdown. And so you'll get all your product at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Refusion's back in stock for 40% off, but so much more at InfoWarsStore.com as well. All right, I'm going to blitz news. Stay with us.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Get to the geopolitical news. There was a situation with a major outage with Verizon Wireless. You may have been affected by this. And they really never explained what was going on. Now, service has been restored. There could be a larger story there. We shall see. But major Verizon outage for quite some time today. I think it was probably out from about 9 till about 3. And really no explanation or anything. And so there's some reports that there may have been a hack or something else going on, some sort of an attack on Verizon even. So not sure, a lot of rumors going around right now. But we'll give you any updates on that. Also, this situation in that small town just outside of Atlanta with the chemical lab explosion. Some people are conspiracy theorizing that it could have something to do with the lithium mines that surround the area, but are in protected lands. There's a lot of forests around there that are protected, but oh, now they might be contaminated with chlorine and no longer protected. And so the government moves in and now they're mining lithium. Again, these are just some of the conspiracy theories swirling with those two developments today. All right, I've got a few more stories I want to cover. We might even have some time for some phone calls. Let me get through this stack of news, though, before I give out the phone number, and then we'll give it out, cover the rest of it, take a call or two. So I said this last week, and I think the proof continues to prove me right. Israeli commandos conduct raids in Lebanon as cabinet debates ground invasion. And there have been air raids just nonstop, really. Israel will launch limited ground invasion in Lebanon imminently, according to a U.S. official. But Biden says, oh, it's a ceasefire. And Harris says, it's a ceasefire. You're out. Nobody listens to you. You're a joke. So basically, I think when Trump said, do it and do it fast, that was their green light. But Biden and Harris, they're just empty puppets anyway. They take just as much money from AIPAC as anybody, so they're not going to do anything. It's just they have their anti-Israel, really, they just have their anti-Jew left wing that they have to appease. So Biden says, oh, ceasefire, it doesn't make a difference. They'll do whatever they want. They just signed another aid package. They just sent. So Biden and Harris have both said, we need to do a ceasefire. We need to do peace. And then they gave them $8.7 billion. So the whole thing is a joke. But here you go. Now I think the mainstream media is starting to catch up to what we reported last week. Is Iran's axis of resistance collapsing under Israeli attacks? Iran's response to Israel is a choice between revenge and survival. So they're starting to put it together and realize nothing here makes sense. I'm telling you, Israel has cut the deal. I think Hezbollah has been double-crossed. But I believe Israel has cut a deal with Iran and Syria and Lebanon. We'll see how it all shakes out, but all these people are scratching their heads. How can they get away with this? How can this be going on? Why doesn't anybody do anything? The deals have been cut, folks. The deals have been cut. How do you think they were able to basically target Hezbollah's leadership so efficiently? Oh, because Israel has such a good intelligence community. Well, then why didn't they do it a long time ago? No, a deal has been cut. Somebody's been double-crossed. And they got the green light from Donald Trump and they went with it. That's what's going on. We'll see how it all shakes out. Meanwhile, Tennessee, they got hit with this hurricane too. And they've got all kinds of storm damage and flooding. But the National Guard has other duties. How do you feel about that? Tennessee National Guard Task Force deploying to Middle East. A year-long deployment to the Middle East. That's where the Tennessee National Guard is going as they get hit with major damage from this storm. That's just absolutely disgusting. And it would be at this point, if Tim Walz was in that group, if Tim Walz was in the Tennessee National Guard, that's when he would drop out and say, I'm out now. Because that's what Tim Walz does. So the Tennessee National Guard, they need to be in the Middle East, not in Tennessee, dealing with Tennessee issues. So how does that make you feel? Probably a little frustrated. If you're in Tennessee. All right. Let's give out the phone number now. And while we get a couple callers on the board, I'll cover the rest of this news. Anything we've covered today is fair game. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Number is on the screen right now. Here's your grocery store worker in Springfield, Ohio. This is how bad it is. This is how much Americans are getting screwed and non-citizens are getting free stuff. Listen to this in clip 12.
I can tell you personally that when I worked at the grocery store and I cashed them out, the receipts were alarming. $13,000 on EBT food, not including the $29,000 that was on EBT cash. It's infuriating. Yes, sir.
So they're not getting $600.
And while they're dressed very well, Very well. How are you able to dress like that? Coming over here as running for help that we're supposedly helping them? How are you dressed like that when we, the American people, are scrapping for the next set of work boots? That's a problem. That's a serious problem.
Yeah, everybody knows it. Everybody knows where the blame goes. And really, it goes on all the politicians, but not on Donald Trump. No. This is a Biden-Harris invasion and then a thievery as well. It's a giant invasion and then stealing from you and giving to them. That's what it is. Look at these headlines. It's time to roll up your sleeves for the new COVID flu shots. And they're running their ads all over TV. They're running their ads nonstop on the radio. You got to get your new COVID shots. You got to get your new flu shots. Dikembe Mutombo, basketball legend, just died from brain cancer. He was a big promoter of the COVID vaccines. You know, I didn't even take the time to look into it. Guys, see when Dikembe Mutombo was diagnosed with brain cancer? Would anybody be confident enough to place a bet that it was after his COVID vaccine? How would you guys feel about placing that bet? So Dikembe Mutombo, NBA legend, passes after a fight with brain cancer, big promoter of the COVID-19 vaccines. You know, the first person that ever got the COVID-19 vaccine, he died too. 2 years ago, right after the vaccine. Oh my gosh. I'm sure it's just a coincidence, though. I'm sure. But hey, go get that next COVID shot. Go get that next flu shot. Go get them both at the same time. Because the pharmaceutical companies love you so much. They love you so much. They'd never give you a faulty product. No, 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 no. Defense Department funds fake meat manufacturer that uses fungus protein. Oh, the DOD is bankrolling a company that makes fake meat using fungus protein. Interestingly enough, the company is owned by a major Democrat donor. Yeah, that's how the deal works. They create these industries that don't even exist, like fake meat or green climate agenda. And then they all have their friends invest in it, all their Democrats, and then they write legislation that forces the government to give money to their friends' companies. They invest in the stocks at bottom line, then they skyrocket when they get the government contracts, and everybody wins. It's called corruption. It's called political thieves. Yeah, but I'm sure they'll be lining up for their fungus fake meat. Yeah, let me get some of that fake meat fungus that the Democrats are paying off their friends to produce. UFCW Local 7 condemns JBS for abusing migrant workers. This is in Denver. Co-United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 today issued a public call for federal, state, and local law enforcement and regulatory bodies to hold the nation's largest meat processing company and one of the largest food producers across the globe, JBS Holdings, to account in light of potential illegal tactics and labor human trafficking violations uncovered by union representation and advocacy for its members. No. No, this is part of the process. The illegal immigrants need jobs too, and they work for less than you. So they're just doing their part. And of course, I'm sure they make a nice contribution to the Democrat Party as well. Come on. They're paying their dues. But you know what's funny? This is really the story of the average liberal. And this is an older video that's recently gone viral from Katie Marie. And she's kind of out of the scenes now. She started making some videos again on her X account. But this is a flashback, but there's a part of this video that I really want you to see because this is what it's all about. She goes around with Joel Patrick, another conservative commentator, who's black, and they're asking the liberals on a college campus about reparations. They all say, yep, we should pay reparations. But watch what happens here in clip 4.
Do you support reparations for black people because they went through slavery?
Yes, I do, actually.
Perfect. So we have Joel here, and you can pay your reparations right now.
Okay.
How much do you want?
What is the suffering of my ancestors worth?
More than I can pay right now.
Oh.
So do you want to set up like a payment plan?
No, but I do believe it's the responsibility of our government to take more action.
Oh.
All right, pay up.
The government.
Oh.
What is it, a court?
Thank you for paying for the crimes of your ancestors. You have been forgiven.
I don't know how you would go about doing that.
Well, I have the answer. We have Joel Patrick here today, and he has his reparations jar. And you can pay for the crime. What other forms of payment do you accept?
We accept Venmo. We accept PayPal.
Come on, pay up, liberal.
Oh. Well, I did not have Venmo. I did not have PayPal.
How convenient.
And I am broke.
Oh.
But you would pay if you could.
Yeah, but I don't understand why you're collecting money for it.
Because I'm a black person and my ancestors were slaves.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't...
Brain broken.
I don't understand what a monetary...
Have you ever owned slaves?
No, but I did not...
Have I ever been a slave?
No.
So how much money do you owe me?
Nothing.
Ding, ding, ding.
So the video is a lot longer, but see, it's the same thing. It's a part of liberalism is a mental disorder. Oh, yeah, reparations. Okay, well, go ahead. You pay. Oh, no, well, I don't want to pay. The government has to pay. What? Yeah, we need reparations. We need to pay reparations immediately. Okay, well, go ahead and volunteer. If you believe that, let's go pay right now. Oh, no, not me. I'm not going to pay. What? Liberalism. It must be stopped. It must be stopped. Elon Musk gets it. He put this statement up yesterday morning. It's worth a read. Very few Americans realize that if Trump is not elected, this will be the last election. It might already be. We'll see if we get there. Far from being a threat to democracy, he is the only way to save democracy. Let me explain. If even 1 in 20 illegals become citizens per year, something that the Democrats are expediting as fast as humanly possible, that would be about 2 million new legal voters in 4 years. The voting margin in the swing states is often less than 20,000 votes. That means if the Democratic Party succeeds, there will be no more swing states. Moreover, the Biden-Harris administration has been flying asylum seekers who are fast-tracked to citizenship directly into swing states like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Arizona. It is a surefire way to win every election. America then becomes a one-party state and democracy is over. The only elections will be the Democratic Party primaries, which they already canceled. This already happened in California many years ago following the 1986 amnesty that Reagan gave us. The only thing holding California back from extreme socialism and suffocating government policies is that the people can leave California and still remain in America. Once the whole country is controlled by one party, there will be no escape. Everywhere in America will be like the nightmare that is downtown San Francisco. So it's always the same thing. Bring in all the illegals. Put them in your house. Well, not in my house. Reparations for black people. Okay, pay up. Well, I don't mean me pay up. Well, what the hell do you think goes on here? These people don't live in reality. And, you know, there's another video. They always want to attack police. Suspect in New Mexico State police officer's death released from prison in December. So this is a criminal, violent criminal, because of liberal policies, gets released from prison and then kills a police officer during a traffic stop. Now, he's on the side of the road. He's having vehicle troubles. You guys can B-roll one if you want. New Mexico trooper Justin Hare, unfortunately, didn't survive. Now, there were no big media parades for him, and, you know, he didn't get celebrated. But he pulls over to help what appears to be a motorist in distress. Guy gets out and eventually shoots him and steals his car. And you want to sit here and look, police work is hard work. I don't like police brutality. I don't like authoritarian police just as much as the next guy. I don't like police being able to pull you over for whatever the hell they want, abusing their power. I'm sick of that too. But at the same time, if you can't understand, police officers can't let their guard down, folks. At any moment, they can get shot and killed. Do you think this New Mexico State police officer thought he was about to get shot and killed when he was pulling over to help a motorists in distress. But see, then if he gets ready to defend himself or touches his gun, then guess what? He's the bad guy. So you just never know. Really. You just never know. All right, let's take a couple phone calls here. People wanting to talk about the October surprise, including a caller from Brazil. We talked about Brazil a lot today. And then we're going to go probably to Asheville. A lot of damage there in North Carolina. But let's go to Jeff in Brazil. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Owen?
Hey, I'm good.
Yeah, there's three things. Local, Rumble, and Twitter are all banned down here.
Mm. Oh, they got Rumble too?
Yeah, and local. Mm-hmm. All three of them. And you can't get VPNs. If you do, they fine you per day for having it.
How easy is that for them to detect?
I have no idea. I'm not in the electronics department.
Okay.
But
Better way to phrase that. Have you heard of cases of people getting the fines?
Well, a friend of mine who's born and raised here told me, he says, don't get a VPN, that they'll track it. It's 8,000 reais per day fine. I don't know how true it is. I don't know anybody that's had it done. But this person is legit.
Yeah, well, that's what they – I mean, that's the policy. I was just curious if you'd heard of it being enforced yet.
No, it's been stated. I just haven't heard of anybody being fined or being arrested.
All right.
Okay, this October surprise, it's coming for everybody. I'm coming back up. We need to – take out the governments into your city. Get petitions and or, what do you call them, class action suit, and say you are unconstitutional. You are hereby removed. You gotta unite. Stop waiting for November, because it's not going to happen.
What do you think? They're going to cancel the election? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. They're going to have a war. They're going to emergency. And first of all, D.C. doesn't have the power to do that. Excuse my language. Sorry. People are brainwashed. You know, they're just zombied.
I'd like to think that, maybe just the last 4 years has woken people up enough that we can politically save this country and that we can win an election in a landslide and take back a lot of our government. And look, it's going to be a long process. It's not that I'm sitting here promoting the Republican Party. I complain about the Republican Party as well, but the Democrats are just going to destroy this country. We won't even have a country if the Democrats remain in power. I mean, at least with the Republicans, we have life support with the Republicans. The Democrats will unplug the life support machine. So, I mean, you know, that's what we need, is a Republican-controlled House, Senate, and White House, and we can have policies that aren't meant to completely destroy the country. So we'll at least get some life support, and then maybe you can kind of politically start to get people activated at the local level as well. But there's been a mass awakening. You go to any city council now, it's people complaining about the corruption, and people realize what's been done with this invasion. They realize what's been done with the economy. It was the headline of the show today. No money. The federal government's not going to do anything to help. They're going to have to change. I'll bet you by the end of the week they're going to have to change. They'll come out with some aid package. They have to. It's been such a disaster, and Kamala Harris is desperate. So they'll come out with some new aid package and probably even have Kamala Harris introduce it in a press conference because she needs the political points. But in the last week, they've given $10 billion in foreign aid, and they say we have nothing for the people that just got hit with this hurricane. Jeff, glad you're tuning in from Brazil. What part of Brazil are you in?
Brasilia.
The capital?
The capital, yeah.
Wonderful. Glad you tune in every day. If you do come back here, I hope it's worth your time. Let's just say that. All right, thank you for the call. Let's go to Asheville now. Jonathan is calling in on the flood situation. Go ahead.
Hey, brother. Golly, it's been a wild few days.
I bet.
I just wanted to... You know, everybody, like, it's funny because I listen to InfoWars every day, And here I am, language, I'm sorry.
Well, there's only so much you can do when a flood wipes out everything. And so, I know that nobody gave you proper warning. I did on this show. I said it was going to be bad. I said it that same day. I said, get ready. But for whatever reason, usually they, and I get it, because usually they fear-monger this stuff. And so nobody responds. This time, they just didn't even do anything.
I mean, it's the death toll is so low compared to what it is. I mean, I know of several families who have been killed in mudslides. Rescue workers are dead. I was supposed to work in Lake Lure this week, which if you type in Lake Lure, you'll see that it's been washed away. If you look it up, this place called Biltmore Village, which is a mile from my house, I mean, it's destroyed. And it's just, they're pulling bodies out of the lakes and rivers, and they're not telling people the death tolls yet because I guess they want to talk to families, but it's bad.
I don't know why they've been covering this thing up. And again, I'm just assuming it was an election cycle. They had other news, so they didn't do their normally fear-mongering thing. But now it's like they're still not even covering it. Maybe I think probably because they're protecting the Biden-Harris administration that's doing nothing. It's bad. I don't know about death count. You'd probably know more than me because you're on the ground. But I know the devastation has been serious.
It's wild, man. And the ironic part is, you know, we're a liberal stronghold. Like, they've ruined Asheville already. Yeah. And guess who's out saving all the liberals? The Trump supporters. And all the conservatives.
We mentioned that earlier, too. Yeah.
You know, everybody that you hate, you're begging to come help you now. So it's ironic, and it's just really sad. I don't know. I hadn't had service. I just got to Georgia to stay with my girlfriend's aunt, and I'm going back Thursday because I'm an electrician, and I'm getting put to work.
Well, and you're going to see the worst of it, too. I'm sure the water will recede probably by the end of the week, but you're going to see, I mean, you'll see it. I mean, whole town's just gone. Just gone.
I mean, it's heartbreaking, man. Some of my favorite towns.
Yeah.
Are just done.
All right, Jonathan. I'm out of time for today. I appreciate that. I'm sorry to the other callers I didn't get to. I will be taking calls later tonight on X at OwenTroyer1776 if you want to try to call in there, or at rumble.com/Owen. But that does it for today's InfoWars War Room. We will take a 21-hour break. By the way, we have vice presidential debate coverage tomorrow night.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, even though it's our number one bestseller. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all of the amino acids, everything you need that's essential. And let me tell you what essential means. You need air, you die in 4 minutes without it. You need water, you die in 5 days without it. You need food, you die on average in a month without it. Because what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids. This has everything that's essential. All the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Tastes great. Concentrate. Put a little scoop in a pitcher of water. Take it to work with you. Drink it morning, noon, and night. Give it to your kids, your neighbors. Really important for old folks because their guts don't absorb as much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells all day at full price. It is 40% off as part of the sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then discounts right now on full spectrum CBD gummies, super strong, lowers inflammation, so good for your whole body, and so good for mental relaxed clarity. It's not a sedative, but it's like you're awake, but you're relaxed. The gummies are incredible. I like to take them before I go to bed at night. And then on top of that, we have the 1,000 milligram CBD under the InfoWars MD label that is private label, again, by the same top folks, ladies and gentlemen. They sell it for $45 more on average than we do, and their competitors for even more. 1,000 milligram real full-spectrum CBD is sold in elite shops and at doctor's offices for $150 all day long. It's a good deal if you get it for $60-$70, and that's what we're selling it for. In fact, it's an insanely good deal. You can't really find anybody else selling high quality at that price. So, full spectrum CBD at InfoWarsStore.com in the gummies and the liquid tincture, and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. Get your vitamin mineral fusion. Check out the InfoWars MD line and more at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.